Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
At 9 minutes it is to 5 o'clock. We are counting the days to the start of the Easter break. My understanding is that schools end this Friday, right? Anyone with children here? No. I think this Friday might be the last day of school, and then they enjoy just over a week of a school holiday, essentially, which will be this week coming up. And then we go into the Easter weekend, which enjoys a Good Friday and an Easter Monday or Family Day, whatever it's called nowadays, which is also a public holiday. And I'm not sure whether then kids go back to school on the 11th or the 12th of April. Whatever you look at, whichever way you look at it, there will be a couple of days where you can enjoy a break. Where will your destination be to enjoy that break? That's a question Wendy is going to be answering with us. Wendy Schultz is a Chief Executive Officer at Thompson's for Travel. Wendy, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning. Thank you so much for waking me up so early this morning.
It is only a pleasure. You're going to find that this is going to be the most productive day of the week for you. Wendy, where are your clients booking holidays to for this Easter holiday?
Well, there's a range of obviously South African destinations that clients are booking, but we've also seen a huge uptake on international travel as well. So clients, it's varied. A lot of people are from Johannesburg going to Cape Town. A lot of the Cape Town people are traveling within the Cape. They like to travel within the Western Cape, places like Bushman's Cliff, up in Clan William, Ceres area, and then also along the Eastern Cape, which is great. We've also seen quite a nice, well, Durban's always popular for Joburg people. Oyster Box is always booked way in advance for Easter. It's one of the most popular times to go to the Oyster Box, so you always have to get in early there. So, but Cutty Sark Hotel, Scottsboro, South Coast, North Coast, the very popular time to travel to Durban for the Joburg people who want to escape a bit of the cold. And Kruger. Kruger is always a popular time at this time of the year, also booked up way in advance. It's a great opportunity to travel to Kruger. It's a nice break. It's a short drive from Joburg. So it's a very popular time. And, of course, the all-time favorite, Sun City. Sun City is good for Joburgers. We like to travel there. It's got lots of entertainment for the kids during school holidays. So it's always a great option.
And I suppose that will be a determining factor, right, with schools enjoying the end of term one break before they return. And I thank you very much, Errol. Schools reopening on the 12th of April. If you're traveling with family, you do want those family-friendly spaces where your kids can run around amongst other kids and enjoy the freedom to do so.
Yes, definitely. I mean, that's why Durban's always been such a popular destination, because not only do you have the beach, you've got your Shaka, you've got a couple of different attractions around. So it's always been a popular because the kids are entertained. There's a lot of resorts that are very family friendly that offer, entertainments around the pool areas. So that is always a good option. And then Sun City and also Kruger. The kids love going on the game drives. At some of the lodges that do offer game drives for the children and learning about animals. And also if you do your own soft drive within the Kruger, you are able to drive around and look at all the animals and what have you. And it's very exciting for the children.
Absolutely. You also mentioned that some of your clients are wanting to go overseas or at least travel internationally. What are some of those popular destinations?
Well, Mauritius has been quite popular this year, also very family-friendly, also because you can take 4 days and get almost 10 days leave at this with all the public holidays that are coming up in the next few weeks. Zanzibar, there's the new direct flights just been launched on SAF Air, which is very popular at the moment. We've seen quite a lot of interest in Thailand, also good value for money. Probably not so family-friendly, but there are a couple of resorts that are family-friendly, but popular because I think price is what's determining it at this stage. But there's been very varied destinations. We've seen quite a lot of people traveling to Turkey, Egypt, another firm favorite, and Dubai. So there's been a real mixture of travel at the moment, and it's very exciting to see that travel is back and there's such a demand for travel at the moment.
Which is amazing. And I imagine you alluded to it a moment ago that cost becomes a factor, right? Cost determines destination and therefore the kind of experience you're going to have. And I imagine how you get there, right? Whether you're driving, getting into a car, driving locally in South Africa, or getting onto a flight and flying long haul.
Yes, that's right. So cost is a big determining factor, especially when you have a family of four. You do obviously look at the cost involved in traveling to your destination. Whether you fly, we see that with the cost of petrol and toll roads, etc., that flying down to Durban is not always the cheapest option. Driving down to Durban is not always the cheapest option. With Lyft and Safair bringing these reasonably priced flights, you can sometimes pick up specials, but you do have to book in advance. Last minute specials, unfortunately, due to demand, aren't a reality anymore. So, but people are looking, like Kruger's always been popular for people from Johannesburg. And I think Cape Town, a lot of people drive to the different areas in Cape Town because there's just so much to do. There's also luxury tented camps, which has become quite popular. So there's various different options of what people can do to suit their budget. So, so we've seen that budget does determine where people travel to.
Yeah. Hopefully they should have booked their holidays already by now because, as you say, some of these destinations are very, very popular. But are there any suggestions you could give to somebody who's waking up to the fact that schools are going on a break as of this Friday and they'll have, as you say, 10, 11 days of sitting with kids at home?
Look, we've got a couple of options in Durban still available. In Umhlanga, we've got a couple of hotels that are still an option. Cape Town, we've still got a few. The flights to Cape Town, if you're very flexible, we could, you know, leave a day earlier, a day later, etc. Then we can obviously assist with that. We've still got some options for Zanzibar on the direct flight in Safair. There's a few, but a very few options. I think Kruger's got some availability, but it is limited availability. But yeah, I'm sure we can find some gems here and there.
I wish you a very busy season, Wendy, as many, many people, as you say, return to going on holiday again. It was a horrible, horrible time a year ago because we were still very much impacted by the pandemic. By the way, would you say, as far as business through Thompson's for Travel, that we are back to pre-pandemic levels? Or are we still trying to recover?
Oh, no, I would say that we're definitely back to pre-pandemic levels, certainly in demand. Unfortunately, there are a few little hiccups along the way. We're finding airline availability and pricing of air tickets, especially overseas, has become quite expensive compared to the prices that we used to enjoy pre-COVID, where a ticket to Thailand used to be about 7,000-8,000 rand. You're now looking closer to 12,000-13,000 rand. You can pick up the odd special for 9,000 rand, but they're really odd and few and far between. So definitely the demand is there. However, availability and the pricing is slightly more. But we definitely, people that have got a hunger to travel again, it's wonderful to see. And we are certainly very, very busy and very grateful.
And I'm certainly very happy for you, Wendy. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Wendy Schultz is the Chief Executive Officer at Thompson's for Travel, just highlighting where her clients are booking their Easter break destinations, schools out, of course, this Friday, back on the 12th of April. You can enjoy 4 days of leave for 10 days of a holiday, effectively. And whether you're traveling locally or internationally, please make sure that you do so safely.